الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I'm going to go and get right into it. You're in tune to our today's class is Islamic Faith and Focus class. I am your instructor, your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This particular program or this particular subject or topic will be pretty short because a lot of you are who are my students. You've been with me for years. And much of this you already know, but I'm just going to firm up some of the information I've been giving you over the years. And I'm so happy that you are here. I want to thank you for being here and being my student for all these years and willing to learn about what the Islamic faith is all about. And those of you who are new students, I want to also welcome you. I welcome you to the class, and hopefully you also will learn a lot from what I have to teach you in this particular class. Now, there is a saying from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, in terms of the importance of obeying Allah. There's one ayat or a few ayats in Quran where it talks about obeying Allah, where it says, "Atiu Allah, atiu Rasul," meaning obey Allah and obey His Messenger. And what they instruct us to do, they instruct us not to do. The Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, gives examples of what you should and should not do. Allah may draw examples from history or what people did and the result of whatever they did. If there's something positive and what they received, and if there's something negative and what they received. Particularly, you're talking about obeying Allah and what He tells you to do and what He tells you not to do and what the Prophet tells you to do and what He tells you not to do. And so, a summary of what I'm getting ready to talk about in this particular hadith. And hadith is the saying of the Prophet Muhammad, maybe his path or tariq, his path that he rode or he walked on. And the summary of this particular hadith is obeying Allah is essential and one should not disobey Him. Again, I mentioned, Ati Allah wa Ati Rasul. Aisha, may Allah be pleased with her. She was the wife of Prophet Muhammad. May peace and blessing be upon her and him. The Prophet, may peace and blessing be upon him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, said, "He who vows to obey Allah should obey Him. But he who vows to disobey Allah should not disobey Him." I'm going to get into what does this mean. So a quick lesson we're talking about is obeying Allah. Fully any vows made towards Him. Explanation of this is this hadith emphasizes the importance of obeying Allah and fulfilling any vows are made to Him. It is a reminder that we must always strive to obey Allah. Allah in all aspects of our lives, as He knows what is best for us. We should never make a vow to disobey Him, as this will be an act of disobedience and could lead to punishment from Allah. This hadith is also serves as a reminder that we must always strive to keep our promises and fulfill any commitments we make, even if it means going against our own desires or wishes, or even desires or wishes of others. That's me. I added that little piece to it. By doing so, we will be rewarded by Allah for our obedience and faithfulness. So I just want to say to my beautiful students, new and old, that we need to obey Allah, and that we want a reward from Allah, then we obey Him and be faithful to Him. Others around us may not be faithful to Allah, may disobey Allah in all kind of forms and fashion, but we must not follow them. We obey what Allah tells us to do and not to do, and follow that and stay on that path for the rest of our life, because we never know when our life is going to end. As it says, "Kullu nafsin dha'iqatul maut," every soul will have a taste of death. We don't know when, where, or how we're going to die, but for certainly, everyone, of course, including myself, we're going to die, and we're going to meet our Lord naked and uncircumcised. We will not be looking at each other like people would do if someone stands before you naked right now. We will not be doing that. We'll be more concerned about what's going to happen to us on this day, what judgment is going to be for us or against us on this particular day. How much do we obey Allah, to Allah, and the brave Prophet Muhammad, may peace and blessing be upon him? I want to emphasize also to my students to please, you get a chance, you can open up the Quran for yourself and just start reading. And then ask Allah to guide you in what you're about to read and provide you an understanding of what you're about to read. You may not understand everything in it, but it's not that difficult, and it's very elementary, that you will be able to understand something from it. And also may Allah open up your heart wide and fill your heart with what He is saying. These are the words of Allah. These are Kalam Allah in the book, in the Quran. And the Kalam Allah is words and the speech of Allah. And so those words, that they penetrate inside of you and blossom inside of you. So my beautiful students, please, I beg of you, if you haven't been doing so, ask Allah to forgive you. And if you have been doing so, continue to do so. And ask Allah to strengthen you so that you can continue to obey Him. You have been listening to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I have been your instructor, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.